Welcome, everybody, to a new episode of Musicast, the music podcast where we don't really talk about music, but why these songs are so amazing and everybody should be hearing them. As always, my name is Peter, and you can follow us on pretty much any social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, just look us up and we'll be there. Remember to go to Spotify and you can follow the two playlists, Spotify Musicast playlist, where you can listen to the two songs that we're going to mention here today, plus all the other songs from other episodes, and Music Mornings. That's a playlist that I'm adding one song every day as I'm on my way to work, and you can have mid stuff in there. It's going to be crazy, as I'd like to be. So yes, now we're on YouTube. That was pretty much the introduction. And for this week, I have a friend of mine that I got to know through another podcast. It's Tailwinds. Go ahead, my friend, introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Tailwinds, and I am a video game composer as well as a, well, just video game composer and then music producer.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. How have you been?
Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. Chilling. It was we're recording this on a Saturday, and I gotta say it was a smooth Saturday for me. So that's,
yeah, pretty smooth.
So you know a little bit about this, and I like always to have musicians, producers, composer. First time that I have a video game composer, so it's gonna be an interesting one.
Pleasure.
So would you like me to start with my song, or you want to go first?
Yeah, let's start with your song.
All right. My song, which I know you like to do remixes as well sometimes and play with music, I decided to go with, and correct me if I'm saying it wrong, Madion or Madion is a French DJ.
Oh, I know of Madion.
Okay, Madion, there you go. So you probably already know the song, which is not his. It's a remix that he made, I think it was in 2011, called Pop Culture.
Oh,
yeah. It's a remix. He took 39 songs that he liked and made a three minute song out of them.
Oh, wow.
Somehow, I don't know why he's still on YouTube. I mean, he doesn't have any copyright from 39 different songs. But I mean, that's good.
Well, the copyright whole system is a little like wonky when it comes to remixes.
Really?
It just depends. Yeah, so it's a little bit of leeway, but at the same time, it's like we have to. It's like trudging waters, sort of.
Okay. Okay. So, well, he's been lucky for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And let's keep it like that because I actually really like the song. I don't think I'm gonna put it in the Spotify playlist because I haven't found it there. I think it's only on his YouTube channel, so sorry if you're following the playlist. I like it because it reminds me of a time. It's from 2011, so you have songs within that era, you have something a little bit older, and I get to know it pretty much 2019, 2020. So it's not, you know, that I've been following him for a long time. But I went back to my high school years, to my elementary school, and it was cool. It was cool to remind, you know, radio and getting to the new songs when you heard it in that time.
Yeah.
Which takes me to, how did you get into music? What decided that you know what, I'm going to compose and I'm going to play with it?
Yeah, so all of my life, I've always been around music. The funny thing is, my father actually played, crazy enough, the bagpipes of all things. Yeah, it's insane. But I've always had just this sort of like inkling for music. Like when I was a little kid, I would play piano. I got piano lessons, although I didn't stick to them, and I wish I did. And in elementary school, I started doing percussion, and then I did marching band in high school in the drum line. And then towards my senior year, I realized I really want to keep doing something with music. And at first I was going to be a band director, but then I was like, I want to make my own music and see how that goes. And then it's just been a passion.
Awesome. Awesome. I was in marching band when I was in elementary school as well. Huh. Interesting, but I never got to do any instrument. So you practice piano? Any other instrument that you practice, or you just dabble a little bit?
I dabble with everything nowadays because I just don't have the time of day to be able to learn something all the way through. Unfortunately, although I would love, if there's one instrument I would love to learn more than anything, it would be the violin.
Oh,
because
wow.
You can make some beautiful stuff on the violin.
Wow. Interesting choice, but so good. So good. And then you are now within video games. You're going more into electronic music.
Yes, although I am starting to learn a little bit more about orchestration because that's going to be needed if I want to really get any leeway into the field, because it's important to have a vast knowledge of all aspects of music and how to make it.
Right. So and what got you there?
It's been fun.
What got you into video game composer or electronic music? Was a song, a family member?
So what got me into electronic music was I had a friend who I've always been friends with my entire life. We don't really talk anymore, but basically he introduced me to the world of electronic music, and then I slowly got into it, and then it's just stuck around.
Cool. And then video games appear in the formula.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I've always been a fan of video game music, but and I would always listen to video game music on YouTube all the way back from like even 2006.
Oh my God.
I think one of the most memorable ones that, at least for me, when I was a kid that I would listen to was a heavy metal remix, funny enough, of Red's theme from Pokemon Red and Blue. And it's amazing. I don't know if you've heard of it or not.
No,
but,
I haven't.
I'll send you a link to it after the podcast. It's amazing, and it's still up. One of the best remixes I've ever heard, and still to this day, like, it's amazing.
Okay, cool for that. So if we're entering video games, so what would you say is your favorite genre of video games?
It would have to be probably RPGs, like a tactic or a strategy RPG. I'm a big fan of the Fire Emblem series.
Okay.
And as well as like Pokemon, of course.
I can see Lucario there. Yeah. I mean, your camera froze, but I can see Lucario in there, or two Lucarios.
Yep, one of them's an exclusive Pumpkin Parade Lucario that's like $200 now, but wow. We'll go past that.
okay.
That's not what this episode's about. But I like the music from RPGs like that as well. Okay. But then I'm also really big into platform fighting games, and specifically Rivals of Aether. And that's where I'm really well known, because I've made music for custom characters, two of which specifically are going to be in the base roster of the game.
Oh, wow.
So I'm actually going to be credited in the game. So it's amazing that I've gotten to this point.
Nice. And you continue to grow. I can tell that if you got to this point, you just got to keep moving and it's going to get there.
Yeah.
And I have another podcast some people already know about. So it's pretty much a necessity that I have to ask you. What do you think about Sonic and the franchise of Sonic the Hedgehog?
I'm going to go from just the music point of view, because I was in an episode before where we talked about our opinions with the Sonic series. So so you can find that somewhere. But in my opinion of Sonic music is I freaking love it.
Yes.
I am in love what they're doing with Sonic Colors Ultimate. And I have been wanting to do this for years now. And I think I'm going to do it now because they're remastering it.
Okay.
And they remix the whole soundtrack. I'm going to remix the whole soundtrack the way I want it.
Oh, cool.
I've been wanting to do that for years now. Just remixing every single track in the game. But it's a big endeavor. So I've just been nervous on doing it. But I'm so
Sega.
Excited for this game. Yeah.
If Sega can do it, you can do it too, right?
Yeah. If a whole bunch of men can do it, one man can as well.
That's right. Oh, I like it. Oh, God. And so we're good. You're good already with the Hedgehog song, and now you're good with music cast. But Have you heard the rumor that Michael Jackson was actually part of the composing of one of the Sonic games? I think it was Sonic 2.
It was Sonic 3, actually.
Yeah, it was Sonic 3. Do you think that's true, or is just an internet myth?
I think it's true, because Ice Cap Zone is a really good example of Michael Jackson's style. It's specifically in the notations and the structuring. It's very similar to, like, I guess you could say maybe like Smooth Criminal, or maybe I wouldn't say Billie Jean as much, but it has that sort of vibe as well. I feel like that's where, like, Ice Cap Zone has that sort of inspiration whenever I listen to it, is like it has the note structuring of Smooth Criminal, but then it has the sort of feel of Billie Jean a little bit.
Okay.
Like the pads.
Okay. I always wanted to ask somebody on the music side of part, because I'm a music lover, but I haven't really studied music, in any point in my life. I would say I listen and I watch a bunch of documentaries, but they tell me about the structure and stuff. So it's good that you're finding that. And now I think I'm going to play it again and try to, compare it, probably hear into the song.
Yeah.
And we'll see what goes from there. I'll tell you what, would you like to listen to my song and we go back and we start talking about yours?
Absolutely.
All right. Go ahead, everybody. Sorry, you cannot go to Spotify this time, but you can grab a good pair of headphones and go to YouTube. Look for Madian Pop Culture Live Mashup, and we'll be right back. All right, and we're back. How was that?
Pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that takes talent. I mean, I don't know. It was impossible for me to identify all the songs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he puts them in the description, so you can try to, challenge yourself to find it. But it's a good mix. I could listen to this in a disco on the radio, and yeah.
Yeah, it definitely gave me vibes of like a modern sort of like synth wave-esque sort of song, where it's like a synth wave from the 80s, but adapted to the late 2010s.
Yeah, yeah. And it's obviously that he's a fan of Daft Punk. I think you can hear that along the whole song. He decided to go with that. So yeah, you have my part. I'm really interested in what we're going to have on your side. So, Tailwind, tell me what you got for MusicCast.
All right. So, the song I decided to choose is Bracken, To the Stars. And this is a very well-known song from Monster Cat, which is the broadcasting channel or record label that, of course, releases electronic music. This song came out in, like, 2014, 2015 or something along those lines. I don't even remember because it was so long ago. But basically, this was, to me, like one of my first like songs that I would really listen to. 2013, that's it.
Oh, wow.
It was one of the first like electronic songs that I really started to actually like be like, oh, this is amazing. I love this.
That one that you put on repeated for the whole
exactly day. It's a song I used to listen to on the way back during marching band days on the bus at late at night whenever everyone's like pretty much asleep and I was sleeping too. I would have this song playing on loop in my ears while I was asleep on the bus on the way home. And so this song brings a lot of those memories from the young days. And then I also use this song whenever I buy a new pair of headphones. I use it to test out my audio gear that I buy.
Because you already know that song so
much. Because exactly. You have to use a song that you know so much that you're able to know, like, okay, there's supposed to be a part here, picking out parts and whatnot. And so I use this song to test out new audio products that I get in.
I actually have one song for that, and it's from Korn, my favorite group.
Ah, oh, corn.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah.
And there's a song that every time that I'm buying a headphones or I'm buying a speaker, I go with my iPod and I say, okay, I'm going to listen to this song full volume. I'm sorry to the to everybody who's around me, but this is how I know if it really works. So cool. And then does this song take you to... So this got you hooked up into electronic.
Yes, this definitely got me hooked into electronic music for sure. And I would love to make something like this someday. I mean, I'm almost there. I don't have the dubstep parts down, but everything else I'm able to do pretty easily.
Okay. And within the electronic, because I know it's like saying rock, you don't mean anything. So what would you say is your favorite subgenre, if we can say it like that?
Oh, your screen's going for me there. Okay, we're good now.
Okay.
my favorite subgenre. It actually fluctuates depending on what I'm listening to. So I know as of right now, I would say I'm into future house as well as like a little bit of complextro with like retro stuff.
Okay.
There's one artist specifically who's a good friend of mine who does really good retro complextro stuff. And that's his name is Retrograde. Really awesome guy. Highly recommend him. Song in particular, he did a collaboration with a famous artist called Sturezo, and they made a song called Time Travel. Freaking love that song. It's really, really good. The drop specifically is nuts. I love it.
All right. Time Travel. I think it sounds familiar from a YouTube video. Probably. I'm going to look into it. Okay, so... Complex. How do you say it again?
Complextro. So it's complex and then T-R-O at the end.
Okay.
It's bass. All it is just dubstep, but instead of being at a 90 beat per minute tempo, it's at a 128 beat per minute tempo.
Okay. Oh, look, I'm learning into electronic today. I feel like a student. All right, so you're pretty much into it. And outside of electronic, what would you say are your two... Or your other genre, that if you kind of listen or you're tired of electronic that day, where would you go to?
Rock.
Okay.
I mean, when I was a kid, I was in love with 3 Days Grace's. Specifically their 1X album, obviously.
Okay. Everybody goes to rock. I like that. Rock is everywhere.
For us music lovers, of course, rock is going to be one of our favorites.
Yeah.
To the common folk. Sorry, common folk. It's not the case.
Yeah. And which one is the genre that you say that you don't go to? Like, if you hear that on the radio, you're not even going to
give it up. Hip-hop. Listen, people. I like the genre and the aspect of how creative the lyrics are.
Okay.
I don't like the lyrics at the same time. Here's my explanation. I like the lyrics of the past.
Okay.
The lyrics of today are garbage. I don't need to know any sexual stuff going on in my music. I don't need that. I just want to hear some good written stuff. I just don't need to know about what your girl looks like or how you or where you want to bang your girl. I don't need to know that stuff. That's my personal taste. So if you like that stuff, by all means, but that's not me.
If you knew Spanish and listened to something that they are singing in Spanish, you would forget the whole language in a second. My God, reggaeton. It's interesting. Well, who knows? Maybe I have a reggaeton singer one day here and we'll talk about that. We'll see. So,
maybe.
Yeah, you never know. That's the power of the internet, right? So, okay, let's see. I think it's time that we'll listen to your song.
Absolutely.
Let's listen to what Tailwind have. So everybody, go ahead, grab a good pair of headphones and listen to Bracken to the Stars from Monster Cat Uncaged. That's on YouTube, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna be on Spotify as well.
Yes, they do have a Spotify link.
Perfect. We'll be right back. And we're back. Wow. Wow, I like it. I like the drum and bass. I really like drum and bass, so got me hooked up. So it's a mix, right, between dubstep, drum and bass, and...
Yes, and that's the genre. It is called drumstep.
Drumstep. I never heard of that. I never heard of that. I like it. It's happy, but epic at the same time.
Yes, it's grandiose, but at the same time, it's so simple. Because listening to it nowadays, to me, it's like, wow, this is a simpler mix than I thought it was. But at the same time, that's because I have like almost half a decade of music composing experience. So I can pick that up. But then when you're listening to it without that experience, you think, wow, this is so grandiose and just big.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. I'm on that part.
Yeah.
And okay, wow. And you were listening to this as you were sleeping on a bus?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I mean, and people judge me because I listen to Korn. You were sleeping to all this happening? Oh my God.
It was so loud on the bus, man.
So technically, that was a little bit smoother than everything that was going on.
Man's got to sleep.
All right. So wow. And now you're looking into composing this kind. Would you like to keep into the drum step? Or you're pretty much open to whatever the road throws at you?
As of right now, I am open to whatever the road throws at me. But at the same time, I do want to make sure I have a specific genre that my brand is attached to.
Okay.
So that way I have people that want to come specifically for that instead of just being random all over the place.
Right.
Of course, that also does have its advantages of being able to do many different things. But at the same time, it's nice to be able to just go to and work on something that you know you are capable of, know you're used to working on,
right.
So you know it's going to come out high quality.
Right. No, I agree. And what's Tailwind dream? What would you like? I mean, what's that, I don't know, 20 years from now, you're leaving from composing, making music, and you want to see within that game or in what?
20 years from now, I would actually still love to be composing. I want to compose for as long as I can, honestly. That's my only road that I have planned, in all honesty. And that's what I want to be doing for the rest of my life.
Perfect.
I don't see a reason to have to retire from something you love doing. So,
Ward, totally true. It's glad that you found your passion. And that you're looking into it, what would you say is your next step? You have to start composing more, exploring. How do you think you can get a little bit bigger within the plans that you have?
I think the first thing I want to do is sort of expand my boundaries a little bit more.
Okay.
And then at the same time, I also want to find just that one opportunity where I can be able to like complete a project. Because right now I'm on a couple fan game projects and then the custom mod stuff for Rivals of Aether. The Rivals of Aether stuff is nice and all, but those are custom mods and I only make like one song for each of the custom mods. So there's not really much I can do to expand on that.
Right.
And then the fan game stuff is like, that stuff's not guaranteed to actually come out. And most of the time, there's a low chance that it fully comes out. There are some demos of games that I have worked on with my music in it, and they are well loved by the communities that they're in, but those games aren't fully complete yet. So the whole soundtrack hasn't been out yet. And even then, the whole soundtrack isn't complete yet. So it's just a matter of me trying to find some sort of project that I know will be completed in my hopes, not too long of a time. Mm-hmm. But of course, I'm not the master of time. I don't know how long things would take.
The master of time, now we're going into Marvel Universe. Would you imagine Tailwind being a composer within a Marvel multiverse universe or whatever?
I am not Alex Mikalka.
Well, why not?
We can let him do the soundtrack for Avengers.
What do you say about the soundtrack of Avengers? Do you say it's a good one or it's... I have found on the internet that apparently it's not that really loved within the music production. Like, everybody loves it. It's iconic, but meh.
What was the name of it again?
From any soundtrack, from, for example, let's take the Avengers iconic theme, you know, pam, 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 pam.
Oh, okay. So the reason why movie soundtracks aren't as well known mm-hmm. is because that's not what people are going for. They're not going in to listen to the music on the movie. They're there to watch the movie.
Right.
So the music of movie soundtracks is just meant to put you in the atmosphere. That's all it's really there for. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that would be the big reason why people don't like really listen to movie soundtracks as much. Of course, there are some songs from some movies that do break that mold, like the main Avengers theme, but that's because it's a leitmotif. So because it's a leitmotif, it's used a lot, so people know it.
Right.
But if it's a song that's used only in that one movie instead of the rest of the series, nobody's going to really want to listen to it unless they're able to pick it out. And that's not super common.
Right. Right. I mean, I do like it. And I like to listen in video games, going back to video games a lot. For example, Castlevania, Lord of Shadows.
Yes.
My God. You can put that to anybody and don't tell them that it's from a video game and they can enjoy that.
Right. And that's something I like to try to do with my music.
Okay. And you will. You will. It's something that you can adapt to a project, but if you put it outside of the project, it's still amazing.
Yes.
Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome, man. I'll tell you what. As we're going into the final part of the podcast, which I love having you here and getting your feedback on all this and learning a little bit about your music taste and history, I'll shut up myself. I'll put mute on my microphone, which, as you notice, is I'm not as crazy as on the other podcast that I have. I try to behave.
If only it were on the other one too.
Oh yeah. If we were on the other one and Houston was around.
Yeah. Then sparks fly.
Yeah. So let me mute myself. Go ahead. Tell us what's going on with your life, your projects, how to follow you and find you anywhere.
All right, so you can go on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/C/Tailwinds, and feel free to subscribe. I try to make as much music as I can. Usually I try to upload bi-weekly unless there's a song that I really like and want to make a remix of as soon as possible. Then it's just another random upload. You can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/Tailwinds. Links to those are also on the channel as well. I also have a Discord server. You can click the link in any one of my videos or on the channel to join the Discord server. And in terms of future projects, there's not much I can really say because there's stuff that I can't talk about in terms of potential partnerships. But in terms of fan game projects, I work on one called Sonic Quantum Collision. We're going to be doing a lot more work on that, and soon we'll be revealing more information, hopefully, about one of the zones and hopefully the music for it, because I'm not gonna lie, the music for this zone that we're gonna be revealing hopefully soon is my favorite music that I've composed on this soundtrack. So it's gonna be fun.
Great. And I'll make sure to have all your links and social media, Discord, on our description as well. So people, go ahead, follow him, stalk him. Let's find out what that project is going on. Don't stalk him. That's not nice. Unless you're a nice stalker, which...
Yeah, I already have one. I don't need
more. Mike, do you have a stalker?
I wouldn't say a stalker, but I have a weird fan.
Okay.
Very nice, but he's weird.
Okay, so
I don't like saying names, so
no, don't worry. Let's not say names, but if there are any weird fan who wanna be a weird fan with Tailswind, so you might go as well and join the club.
I appreciate all the love, so don't yeah. worry, I'm not calling anybody out.
All right, so go ahead, follow him. Thank you for being in this episode, Tailswind.
It was a pleasure. Fun.
I hope to have you soon once we have that project out in the woods and we know what it is. It would be great to have you again.
That'll be a long while.
All right. We'll have you here. Don't worry. Music has been staying for a long time. And we'll see you in another episode. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.